Sight has failed, nor thought conceives, but a dauntless faith believes, resting on a power divine. Sight has failed, nor thought conceives. It's tough because our belief has to outstrip our power to comprehend. In this great mystery of God made flesh, and then this flesh made food for us, that's beyond anything we ever would have imagined had God not revealed it to be so. But it makes sense that we can't comprehend God the way that we do a math equation. You know why? Because I don't even understand my own self. The things that I say and do half the time are a mystery to me. Later on, as I'm reflecting on them, I think, ooh, why did I say that? Why did I do that? And if I'm a mystery unto myself, well, all of you, you're an even greater mystery to me. Right? There's so much mystery in every single one of you. Some of you are married. Maybe you've been married for 5 years, 10 years, maybe 50 years. Do you have your spouse perfectly figured out? I don't think so. I think you've come to a greater understanding, I hope, over the years, but the moment that you've convinced yourself, like, yep, got her figured out, whoo, be careful, you fool. Because you don't. Now, if we're mysteries, how much greater is the mystery of God himself? So we can't comprehend it in the sense that it's going to be as easy for us to grasp as 2 plus 2 equals 4. But that doesn't mean that we're without understanding. We do, in fact, have understanding, but only if we use the key to understanding, the great mystery of the Eucharist, and that key is love. If we don't understand love, we won't understand the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ given to us in this sacrament. Because love says virtual is not enough. Love says a virtual presence, a presence just in spirit to a creature that is body and spirit, just isn't going to cut it. Right? The lover always seeks to be present to the beloved as much as possible. There isn't this thought of like, yeah, I'll keep you at an arm's length and that'll be fine. Well, our Lord is a lover. And so he wants to be with us, his beloved, in every single aspect of our being. And if the past few months have not been enough to show us the virtual presence is not enough, I don't know what will. Right? A virtual hug is not a hug. Presence in spirit is not the same as presence with all of me there present. Body, blood, spirit, and soul. Well, our Lord comes to us, body, blood, soul, and divinity, because he wants more than just to be united to our spirit. He wants more than just to have walked along certain men and women 2,000 years ago. No, he wants to be intimately connected to you and to me today. Not just spiritually, but physically as well. That is the marvel of God's love for us. So we celebrate it. We rejoice. Because if God loves us that much, then we should have permanent smiles on our faces that nothing that can happen in this world can take away from us. Because say the whole world crumbles. Society goes the direction that it seems to have been going, but just goes there at a rapid speed. Say everybody that we've ever known decides one day, you know, I don't like that person anymore. Everything that could be bad happens, but our Lord is still present, then I still have cause to smile. Because I have a God who loves me enough to go to that length to be with me. Everything else just pales in comparison when it comes to importance. So today we rejoice. We thank our Lord for this great gift. Now, for most of us, that means that we can receive. But it makes us think, Lord, I don't want to take that for granted. I don't want to ever receive you who are coming to me in an unworthy manner, without reflection, without first having made sure that I've reconciled with you for any way that I've departed from you. But then for those who maybe for whatever situation in their lives, either they're in the state of mortal sin or their living situation is at odds with church teaching, if for whatever reason you can't receive, you can still adore. And that's something that we forget. We sometimes think, oh, if I went to Mass and I couldn't receive, that was a wasted Mass. There's no such thing as a wasted Mass. No, because you're still able to be at His presence, in His presence, to offer all of yourself to Him who offers all of Himself to you. And it's not just at Mass that we can adore Him. Every day this church is open for people to come and pray, but especially on Fridays. On Fridays, we have the Blessed Sacrament here on the altar from 6:30 in the morning until 5:15 p.m. And He's just waiting for somebody to come and be with Him. So I pray that we can think about how we spend our Fridays and maybe carve out some time to be with Him. Because I'm telling you, if you are too busy to spend 5 minutes with the Lord, you're too busy. So I pray that we can have a renewed fervor in coming to visit Him in the Blessed Sacrament, because He wants so desperately to be present to us. So I pray that we may just as desperately strive to be present to Him.